USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The three-man charge in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, has reached closing arguments in the racially charged trial. Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan have pled not guilty. The prosecutors are due to make their final rebuttal on Tuesday before the jury begins deliberations.
This court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination in the panel.
Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley. The Department of Justice on Monday reached a tentative lawsuit settlement with families of victims from a February 2018 mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida. 17 souls died that day when authorities failed to step in both before and during the attack, most notably the FBI. The FBI acknowledged after the massacre that it did not follow proper procedures after receiving a tip in January of 2018 that Nicholas Cruz was going to explode. Nicholas Cruz pled guilty last month to 17 counts of murder. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined...
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
An interesting statistic has come to light regarding the COVID-19 pandemic in America. More people have died this year when compared to last year.
The CDC says COVID-19 has killed more Americans this year than last year. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show more than 392,000 people have died from COVID-19 so far this year, compared to just over 377,000 in 2020, and there's still a month to go. Altogether, more than 770,000 Americans have reportedly died from the coronavirus, with new infections rising in 38 states. Some of the biggest surges are seen in blue states, such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6 will issue subpoenas for InfoWars head Alex Jones and Trump ally Roger Stone. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Journalism in America is being questioned as mainstream media chooses to support stories that don't shine a light on the bad, based on whom it will hurt. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax claims stories on Hunter Biden are not being covered because of his name.
Indeed, it is very interesting that the mainstream press will not talk about Hunter Biden, will not talk about the Chinese Communist Party or the way that the Biden administration is very, very lax when it comes to dealing with China. And indeed, the phone call that President Xi had requested, the video conference that Biden participated in, he did that at Xi's request. But did he make any demands? Did he say, only if you will work with us in the WHO to get to the bottom of the COVID investigation? No, he did not. Did he make demands when it comes to trade or when it comes to great power competition or their debt diplomacy or the Belt and Road Initiative? Of course not. He didn't do that. He wanted to say, old buddy, old friend, we ought to be able to handle this situation and lower the temperature. But the Chinese Communist Party has one goal, and that one goal is global domination. They want to take the U.S. down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.